Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can follow us as well on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. What's up with Twitter? Don't like you or something, man? I mean, what the heck is going on?
So I got to figure it out whether I'm going to have to I might have to start all over if they won't do it.
You can't start all over, man.
I don't want to do that, Chris.
You don't want to lose your 3,000 followers.
That's right. You know, I didn't pay half of my salary from first.
Yeah, like I did
to get a million followers.
Those are all real followers, man.
Are you kidding? Those are robots or somebody.
I don't know what they are, but I ain't pay for it. That's for sure.
I ain't paying for that for followers.
I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter and ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. We're going to get into some college football. Wow. What a weekend, Rob.
I mean, it was pretty amazing. There was a lot of big stuff going on.
Michigan obviously beat Ohio State. Did you see the Alabama game?
Yeah, wow.
I mean, they were basically dead to rights, and what a comeback. And they outlast Auburn in, what was it, quadruple overtime, I think it was. So we'll get into all of that in a little while. And, of course, the big hire at USC with Lincoln Riley. But we're going to start with the NFL. And Rob, you know, we gave him props. I had a little bit of props. I didn't go out as far as him on it. But he told you in the beginning of the season – that Matt Stafford was not that guy. I said, look, let's wait and see before we crown him. You want to crown him, then crown him. No, I wanted to see him play big games. We both were right, but Rob really was out front in that. I've been out front on this Patriots thing, Rob. I've said they in the preseason, I think they're going to make the playoffs. And obviously right now it looks like that's the case. I said Mac Jones. I'm not saying he's going to end up being the best quarterback in this class, because I really like Trevor Lawrence. But I said he'll have the best season this year of all the rookie quarterbacks, and that's not even close. He's been darn near great. Right. I mean, well, and I know he's a
perfect
ball control. Right.
Right. Right.
You do what you got to do to win. Exactly. Yep. He's done great.
No,
and
you
so,
can't argue that.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't think you were going to see that much from the Patriots this year.
No, I don't remember if I had them. I had them
you
not
didn't.
Making the playoffs.
I remember. Yeah, you had. I think you had Buffalo. You might have had Miami winning that. I think you might have had Buffalo and Miami in the playoffs.
We need to go back. I don't remember that. Buffalo. Yeah. I know I had Buffalo winning the division. I mean, I know.
Okay.
That.
So I think you had Miami maybe in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But
we need to take a look. I'll take a look.
You
I
definitely
don't really
didn't
remember.
Have New England.
You sure of that?
I'm pretty sure.
After
pretty
all
positive,
the moves they made
100%.
In the offseason? I thought this. I don't know when we did it. Anyway.
So here's the deal. There are those now saying that New England is the best team in the AFC. Here's how far I'll go. I said they were a playoff team. I definitely have not considered them a legitimate Super Bowl contender, meaning I have not given them any chance of getting to the Super Bowl, even though I thought they'd make the playoffs. But I'm ready to say now that they are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. They're not the favorite. I think Kansas City, and for all their struggles earlier in the year, I think they're the favorite in the AFC. Everybody's been up and down. Baltimore, you have no idea what you're going to get from them. Their defense isn't as good as it used to be. Buffalo, same thing. They're up and down. They really haven't beaten many good teams. They beat Kansas City. But outside of that, they've struggled against the better teams. Tennessee, unless I see Derrick Henry walking through that door, I'm not going to believe in them. They're banged up, too, with their receivers. So I think Kansas City, whose defense has kind of found itself and actually played well lately, is the best team in a wide-open AFC.
Yeah, I'm not there with Kansas City. I still think that they're – they're not where they were. I think they can
be. Yeah, but who's playing better than them in the AFC? I mean, if you want to argue New England.
I think they can be. I think they can be beat, though.
Right.
It just depends.
They can.
I mean, where before, I didn't think that. I just thought that they were by far the better team. I'm just saying, like, I'm not.
Well, you didn't pick them to get to the Super Bowl.
No. But I didn't know where. Well, we'll have to see. We still got 6 weeks.
Indy's a pretty tough team, too. That was a big loss for them.
Yeah. And I picked Indy, Chris.
That's a tough
remember
loss.
That was
you picked them to win that division.
I did.
Yep, I picked them to make the playoffs, but I picked Tennessee to win the division, I believe.
Right.
Indy's tough, but they better hustle to get there.
Yeah. No,
that was a bad loss to Tampa.
That was a bad loss. You can't turn the ball over 4 times or whatever it was and try to win. Not against good teams, right? You can't do it. You can't give them short fields and set them up. It's just a bad recipe. But New England, I mean, obviously they're rolling. They're playing real well. We've never seen a rookie quarterback go to the Super Bowl. I don't believe we're going to see that again. I think we'll see as we go forward. And I'm not – they're winning the games that are in front of them. I don't want to sit here and pick apart the schedule and who they're playing and who's missing and all that other stuff. But they've had a lot of – things go their way, but they've played well. And Bill Belichick's got that defense playing well. Remember, they spent a lot of money in the offseason. That's why we thought
Matthew Judon's been terrific.
Yeah, that it would be good for the Patriots. And remember, what, 2 or 3 starters from 2020, the COVID year, Chris, remember, didn't opt it out.
Right.
So they were hurt that year, and those guys came back, and they added and spent money and went on a shopping spree. So I'm not totally surprised that they're better, but I'm not ready yet to think that they're going to the Super Bowl. I think that's way, way premature, and there'll be a time and a moment where you can't have the training wheels on and you might need your quarterback to make a throw.
Make a play. He's made throws, though.
I'm just saying, but in a pressure situation. I'm just saying, I'm not there yet to say he checked all the boxes. He's going to make those throws and make those plays.
Yeah, I mean, he's not an elite quarterback by any stretch at this point, but he has made, like, the narrative that he's just a dinker and dunker isn't fully accurate. Right now, he's a game manager. But you saw him throw the 40-some-odd-yard completion to Jacoby Myers yesterday. He's made some great touch passes in the end zone. Yesterday, against the blitz in the corner to Kendrick Bourne, like, a terrific pass and catch. So I like him. I'm with you. They're not, like I said, they're not the favorites. All I'm saying, Rob, is I'm upgrading them to actually having a shot in the AFC. Like, I didn't think before that they had a chance to win the AFC. Now I'll give them a shot, but I wouldn't give them the favor. I would put, like I said, Kansas City ahead of them. And then, look, Buffalo, Baltimore, and even I wouldn't put Cincinnati ahead of them. But Cincinnati's A game is probably higher than them. But Baltimore and Buffalo – if they bring their A games, they're better than New England.
One of those two teams will make it to the Super Bowl from the AFC. Buffalo.
Man, they could, but they're so inconsistent.
No, I know. I mean, but they got to get it together. They got a month and a half to get it together. I'm not saying playing the way that they're playing now, coming off of that Browns win with 4 interceptions, but I'm saying – to me, those two teams are the ones that I'm looking at. One of those two, in my mind, will get there. And who knows? We've seen Buffalo put, you know, when they went, remember they went to Kansas City and ran them out of there.
They were great.
Yeah, they looked great. They looked like they were headed somewhere, and then all of a sudden they couldn't, they played Jacksonville and couldn't score a touchdown, you know, and some crazy games and crazy scenarios. But I'm not there yet. I'm going to wait it out. The Patriots are on the right track, Chris. Bill Belichick has shown once again he could put together a defense. He's got a lot of things working in their favor. But I'm not there. I'm not buying into
Super Bowl. There are those, obviously, after last year, it was just clear at that point that Tom Brady had won the divorce. It wasn't even close. But now there are those saying, hey, it could be, you know, this thing is still open. And obviously Belichick's having a great year. And he's got the advantage because he can coach longer than Brady can play. You know, if he doesn't have to win it this year or next year.
10 more years, right.
If he wins two in the next 10 years, then at the very least you'd say they tied, right? They both won the divorce. Do you think what's going on now, how do you think that this could play into the narrative of, you know, Brady winning the divorce and Brady being the guy and all that?
I mean, right here. If he gets a rookie quarterback into the Super Bowl, Chris, that had never been done, then he's going to get back on that playing field with Brady. I mean, you'll have to acknowledge that because he'll have something under his hat that no one has done.
You said if he gets there, if he wins.
Yeah, if he gets there, because nobody's ever gotten there. I'm serious.
Right. I don't think he has to win.
I'm just saying if he gets to a Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback – and no one had ever done that. I'm just saying it puts him where it's not a landslide and Brady is an X factor. You start to say, how did he do that, right? I mean, you've got to give Belichick
probably,
credit.
I think you'd have to still give Brady the edge. But, yeah, he'd be right there, you know. It kind of like, I mean, I think you give Belichick the edge. I've always given Brady the edge in the, you know, who was more responsible because I typically go with players. But, yeah, Belichick would be right back in the discussion. Now, if he wins it, Rob, if they were somehow, some way to win the Super Bowl this year,
right.
I think you'd have to say it's even. I really do.
It would be pretty amazing.
For the divorce.
Especially, like, again, a rookie quarterback to do that to him.
No, it would be, right.
That would be,
I think you would really have to say it's even. You know, because each one of them got a Super Bowl. Brady went to a team that was 7-9, hadn't been to the playoffs in more than a dozen years or 12 or 13 years, whatever it was exactly. And then Belichick would be winning a Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback? Wow. No superstar receivers, no superstar running backs. Letting Stephon Gilmore go, like that would be incredible.
Right. No, definitely. It would be hard to argue that.
But I am with you. Look, I'll put him in contention, but I would have certainly Kansas City ahead of him and right now because of the ceiling, I put a few other teams ahead of him, but they're there. They're playing great football. The defense is rolling and you got to give them credit. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are you a believer now in Bill Belichick's New England Patriots? Are they a Super Bowl? Heck, forget that. Are they now the best team in the AFC? I think I saw Shannon say that this morning, Rob. So what are you saying? Are they the best team in the AFC, New England Patriots? Your turn to weigh in with
Shannon also
Chris and
picked,
Rob, the Odd
Stafford
Couple, on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday, Christmas style. And Alex, so it's Christmas music from here on out, right?
That's right.
Through the holidays? All right. Well, we are brought to you by M-Drive. So if you want to feel your best, get M-Drive. If you want to lose weight, try M-Drive Lean. It's protein powder backed by real science to help you lose the pounds. Go to MDriveForMen.com and don't let age beat you. Visit MDriveForMen.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Are the New England Patriots of Bill Belichick and Mac Jones the best team in the AFC?
All right, let's kick it off with Mark in Sacramento. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Mark?
Guys?
How you doing, man?
Hanging in there. Hey, real quick, can I make a quick point on Lamar Jackson that people are forgetting? That dude has been sick for a month and not even practicing. So I think that may have something to do with maybe his timing not being there and him not being himself.
That's fair.
Because he hasn't been to practice.
Yeah. Maybe.
No,
no excuse,
though.
Aaron Rodgers hasn't been practicing either. I'm not going to make an excuse for it.
Right.
Yeah, no, running is instinctive. Yeah, I mean, it's not an excuse. Right.
No. We got you. That's fair.
Okay. Real quick, I think it's the Kansas City Chiefs because they're starting to do the one thing that they hadn't been doing for the first part of the season. Mahomes not turning the ball over, and they're playing defense, too. So I think those two things, if he doesn't turn the ball over, you're not beating Kansas City, as far as I'm concerned.
I'm just not convinced that they've turned the page on it. You know,
they're playing more ball control offense. So him taking stuff underneath, you got Clyde Edwards-Helaire back. So the running game is going to improve like that, and that helps the defense. And that defense, Mark, to your point, as good as New England's defense is, Dallas scored 35 on them. They scored 9 against Kansas City. So
that's not taking anything away from New England. That's not taking anything away from New England.
Yeah, I'm not there yet on New England.
They don't turn the ball over.
Right.
Yeah, they're playing great.
I give them a shot. But they're not the favorites.
Yep. All right. Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you, buddy. How about Jabril in Atlanta? You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
All right. What's going on?
How you?
What up, brother?
I can't call it. Hey, from what I see, I like it. They look like the New England Patriots before Tom Brady left. I ain't saying that Mac Jones is, you know, good at Tom Brady, but I take him as of right now. I take him as the best team in the AFC.
Wow. Well, look, they're playing like the New England Rob that won the Super Bowls early in Brady's career.
Right.
Ball control, game management, defense. Right. And they got a great kicker too.
Yeah, and
Nick
Foles,
just like Adam Vinatieri. They kick a ton of field goals. Yeah,
one of the best kickers. In football history. Yeah, no doubt. Let's go to Sean in Sacramento. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
My uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. First off, get well soon, Rob G. We miss you over here, man.
Yes.
Yep.
You already know. Hopefully, you know, his hangover ain't too – I mean, his sickness ain't too bad tomorrow, so he's good to go. My take real quick, though, gentlemen, man, I feel like you got to give it to New England, man. You got to consider
best
this.
Best in the AFC. Wow.
Best in the AFC. They're undefeated on the road, Chris, and it's not even cold weather season yet. They're just going to get better at home. And on top of that, he's turning a whole bunch of nobodies into something. Who's Ramondre Stevenson? I don't know, but he's putting up 30 points on my fantasy league every single week. So he's got the recipe, man.
Damian Harrison. They running the ball. But hold on, let me go here before you get off. Here's who they've beaten on the road. The Jets. The Texans.
Keep going. I know.
The Panthers with Sam Darnold. The Falcons.
They haven't beaten anybody.
Here's one good win. The Chargers.
Okay.
The Chargers.
And the Chargers might be suspect now.
And they got no home field. They got no home field. That was a home game for New England. Chargers don't have a home field.
Totally understandable, man. But you got to think about who's winning these games. A rookie quarterback. You look at all the other rookies this season. What are they putting up? A whole lot of nothing.
He's the best rookie. There's no
situation, though, Sean. You got to admit that. I mean, he have a good coach. They got a running game. They have a kicker. And they have a good defense. I'm not saying that. And that's not taking anything away from Mac Jones. But he's by far in the best situation. All those other rookie quarterbacks, Jets, awful. Jaguars, awful. Like
Bears.
Rebuilding franchise.
And the Niners, he's backing up the start.
Well, the Niners were what, a top five ranked team?
No, I mean, we're just saying, but the quarterback, Trey Lance, isn't playing, you know, because Garoppolo's playing. Look, Sean, I'll give you this. I think they're a contender. But I would put the Chiefs. I'm not putting them ahead of the Chiefs.
Chiefs, I mean, you want to talk about who have they beat, man? Who have the Chiefs beat? They got a couple of pretty good wins under their belt so far, but those are some games, man. Every time they have a contender lined up, they blow it.
They're proven. They've proven it in the past, and you know who they beat? They beat the Browns, and they beat the Packers without Aaron Rodgers, the Raiders, the Cowboys.
Like, yeah.
Raiders and the Cowboys.
Do you think Mahomes is going to be able to keep throwing the ball 40-plus times every single game and continue to win these games deep in the playoffs?
I think they're going to run more with Edwards-Helaire.
They have to run more.
I think they're going
to
run a little more, and I think he's going to take the underneath stuff. Like, I don't think he's just going to be winging it for the deep ball, you know, 75%
trying to hit a home run like they're doing with Stafford and the Rams. Like, everything's a home run.
Right.
Who else we got? Drew in New Jersey. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Drew?
How you guys doing? Before I start, I want to say congrats to Michigan. Although I feel like this is going to be short-lived because I feel like next Tuesday Rob's going to have a trash-talking Tuesday when Jim Harbaugh.
You know, I hear you. It would just seem so appropriate that they go.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
I gave them credit when they won. What do you want me to do?
I'm giving you credit. I think it's going to happen.
Okay. When did you give him credit?
On Twitter. I did right after the game.
Rob did.
All right. But, I never miss Rob on Twitter.
So what I want to say is I think that if you think that you can go down big, if you're like the Kansas City Chiefs and you're down big, I don't know if you can overcome a Bill Belichick team if you're down big. I think that's the issue with Kansas City. I think they can be complacent against many teams. You cannot play complacent against a Bill Belichick-led team. That's my fear.
You think they're going to beat Kansas City and make it to the Super Bowl? I'm asking you, Drew, yes or no?
No, but I also don't think you can take them lightly.
You can't.
Kansas City rolls in there.
Now, Mahomes has averaged 30 points in four games against Belichick, and he's thrown for almost 300 yards a game. So, Rob, and you remember when we watched that game together, what was it, 2018?
I was outside.
When Brady won, right? you were sick as that game went on. But remember, that was a shootout. It wasn't like they stopped Mahomes.
Yeah,
that was a shootout.
D Ford is when I threw up in my mouth. You remember?
Right. Left. I thought you were done. I thought you was going to keep walking.
I should have walked home from there. We were at Founders in L.A.
Your favorite spot.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup. Starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Off to a good start.
Speaking
on
of winning,
City.
Winning big time, Rob, Jim Harbaugh,
give
he
credit.
Checked a lot of boxes with
he
this
needed
win.
It.
Yeah, he did. He needed the big game box. He was 1-4 in bowl games. He needed the rivalry box. He was 3-4 against Michigan State, and he was 0-5 against Ohio State. And, of course, you just got to beat Ohio State if you're at Michigan or vice versa. And so he finally did that. First time they beaten Ohio State in 8 years. Only the second time in, like, the last 15 years or something like that. So, Rob, everybody knows I got Ohio roots. I lived in Cincinnati as a kid for 7 years. I lived in Cleveland.
And you gave Michigan high school, $300,000 for your daughter to go to college.
And that trumped it. Like, all the money I've – all that living in Ohio, the money I've given to the University of Michigan for 4 years that my daughter was there. And, look, it's family. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
So
and
I got to go with – I was going with Michigan. Right. She's doing well. The education served her well. Her boyfriend played for Harbaugh at Michigan. So I was pulling for the Wolverines. Although, Rob, I got to be honest. I thought they were going to lose by about 3 touchdowns.
I thought two touchdowns. Matter of fact, Chris, you know, TJ Houshmandzadeh filled in for you when we did that last Friday. And some guy called up and TJ said, bet the guy a steak dinner that Michigan would, Ohio State would win. And he said, you don't even have to, you know, like say you're going to take me out to dinner because that's not going to happen.
Like,
you
know, it was like, just one-sided, like was, a one-sided
yes,
bet.
Yes, like one-sided that there was no way Ohio State wasn't going to beat Michigan. And it was some guy who called in, and so he made a bet on the air, yes.
No, Rob, I was shocked. I mean, and they outplayed them. From start to finish.
They ran the ball down their throats, Chris. Yep. It was ridiculous. It was amazing.
I, I don't know if Ohio State, and I'm not, you know, Michigan deserves all the credit. Because like I said, they actually left some points on the board. There was an interception they could have had in the first half that I think Ohio State ended up scoring on that drive. And there was something else, the interception that the quarterback threw early, you know, in the first quarter when they should have at least gotten 3 points out of that. So I thought they even made a few mistakes that helped Ohio State out. But I was shocked, Rob. I don't know if Ohio State got cocky after the way they destroyed Michigan State. But I've watched Michigan all year. And look, they've obviously had a great year. They were in the top five. They were number five. But I didn't see any performances that made me think
they
would beat Ohio State like that.
I'm with you. And, you know, there's a law of averages. But you just said it, though. Harbaugh needed this in the worst way. Michigan needed it in the worst way because you can't have a rivalry, Chris, when you don't win, in over a decade or whatever it had been, right? I mean, they hadn't won since 2012. Right. Is that when it was?
2011, I think.
2011, yeah, so that's a 10 years. Yep. 10-year drought, and it just doesn't – I mean, if you're Ohio State, I know it's painful because you feel like you own that game and you win it every year and you have bragging rights, you can stick your chest out. But it was actually better for everybody that actually Michigan finally was able to get a win, and Harbaugh, whose tenure there was just miserable. If they would have gotten,
would you say miserable? I think, and we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I mean, I know you like the 10 wins, but
he got them back to national relevance.
His record against the rivals and his record against top 10 opponents. That's what bothers me. Michigan's better than that. You know what I mean? Like, they might not be in the championship game or whatever, but they're to not be able to compete. Harbaugh hasn't won a bowl game, Chris, in 5 years. I mean, like, really? Jim, a bowl game?
Yeah, I felt like, you know, I think in the one time in the 8 years before he got there, had they even been ranked in the top 15. So you're right. You go back to the years of Bo Schembechler and all that. And yeah, they were, you know, a national power, even though they never won the championship.
Right.
And they were, you know, a top 10 program year in, year out.
And they could beat good teams, right?
Right, like, right. Like, they beat Ohio State some and lose some.
Right.
But he got them back to like a top 10 program in the country. And now, and remember, Rob, last year, I know it was a shortened year because of COVID and all that, but they were horrible. They were bad last year. And so
that's why he had to take a pay cut. I mean, remember, they had to make a decision on him, Chris. And for him
he had not lived up to expectations.
No.
He had done well. He had gotten them back to national prominence. But people, when they hired him, remember the videos, their hip-hop videos? They got the Jordan deal.
And he kept saying, well, who's got it better than us? Nobody.
Right.
Remember that?
Thought was that they were about to be right there with Ohio State.
You remember he's taking the team to practice all over the country and to Europe. And, look at them, and they're doing all this stuff. Chris, like on Instagram, and like they were the hip program. Like,
right.
Look at what he's doing.
And so, but you got to give him credit now. And man, they got to beat Iowa. Do you think they're going to beat Iowa Saturday in the Big Ten championship?
That's a huge game.
Wouldn't it be like, and Iowa is ranked 15th.
Right.
But was in the top five at one point.
So, like, he has to, I mean.
He's got to win this. If he loses this game.
If he doesn't, people will feel better that at least they beat Ohio State, but it'll be a bummer.
Because they're going to be in the playoff if they win.
Right. And that's what they brought them there back home, Chris, to do. And ultimately, that's what, and this is year what, six? Come on, dude.
Seventh year, I believe.
Is it seven?
Yeah.
Man.
Yep. So, they got to close the deal, beat Iowa, get in the national playoff. And, you know, if you lose the first game, so be it. But getting to the national playoff would be huge for them. So we will see. But finally, Jim Harbaugh and Michigan gets over the hump against Ohio State. Yep, give him credit. All right, we got another college football story. Lincoln Riley taking over at USC. Will he be able to turn around the Trojans? We'll get into that next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I was wrong.
All right, it's The Odd Couple wrapping up a Magic City Monday live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're going to wrap it up with a little more college football. Huge hire in Los Angeles for USC, which hasn't really been prominent since Pete Carroll left. And Rob, they got the hottest young coach in college football, Lincoln Riley, who has worked wonders at Oklahoma. They've been in the playoff three times in his 5 years there. They've, you know, here's his quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, and Jalen Hurts, all three of them starters in the league. It's a great hire. We'll see how it pans out. I think it's a great hire. He's obviously been a great recruiter, and you already have some of his recruits. There's this quarterback, Malachi Nelson, who's a junior, who's like one of the top quarterbacks in the country. He's already said after committing to Oklahoma because Riley was there, he's decommitted, and I assume he's going to end up going to USC. There's a few other guys talking about that, right? So I think it's a good hire. I will say this quickly before you go. We know he could have went to LSU. If you just strictly compare football programs, Rob, LSU is, if it's strictly football, you wouldn't doubt, you wouldn't deny me that LSU is the better program.
No.
Would you agree with that?
I agree with that, but I understand Lincoln Riley's thinking.
Yeah, I got no problem with it.
Is that the Pac, what is it, 12
Pac-12.
Now? Right, I wanted to say Pac-10. Pac-12.
Yep.
Chris is wide open.
Absolutely.
Wide open.
It ain't even wide open. It's his for the taking. Let's be honest.
Exactly. And then the recruit to that campus, you know where I teach.
Yep.
Beautiful school. The history. Pete Carroll, what they were able to do there. Recruiting kids won't be a problem, Chris.
Right. Right. What's
the downside? I mean, you could go to LSU, and that's fine. But the upside to USC and what would be available to you. And if they expand the college football playoff, Chris, he would have almost a free ride. I'm serious, to get there.
And even
there.
If they don't.
But I mean,
they
have,
will.
Like,
they
saying,
clearly
if they,
will. But
if they expand
don't you
it
think
to 8
be,
or 10 or 12, don't tell me that USC ain't going to be involved.
No, he should be in there just about every year. But even if they kept it to 4, Rob, don't you? You're right. Like, you don't have to go through Georgia. You don't have to go through Alabama. All you got to do is win the freaking Pac-12. No disrespect, but come on.
Right.
Is it the worst of the Power Five? It's up there.
Yes,
it ain't
the SEC or the Big Ten,
that's for darn sure.
It's a layup,
even the
man.
Big 12.
I mean, they wouldn't have to twist my arm. I'm dead serious.
I agree.
And you can't say that they didn't win. Pete Carroll won there. Hello?
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Now, you got the weather, you got the recruiting, you do have history.
The school, what don't you have?
You got everything. Southern California is producing players, there's no doubt about that.
Their kids leaving California, going all over the country. Now you got big-time coach, you stay home. You don't need to go to Oregon or Alabama or whatever. Kids were leaving in droves, Chris, not anymore.
Yep. Now, if he could get people to freaking Norman, Oklahoma, then what's he going to do with L.A.? So,
right.
Great hire. I don't blame him. I'm with you. I think there are things, like I said, just strictly football, LSU is better. There's no NFL team there in Baton Rouge. I mean, you basically run the state, or certainly the city, Baton Rouge.
But if you went in L.A. with what's going on here and what's
but
happening.
If you, there's pros and cons both ways, but I would go, I can't blame him at all. I mean, and I think some of it might have been lifestyle, right?
Yeah.
And no, I don't blame him for that.
He's
I'm
young
not mad
coach
at somebody
Chris,
taking that into consideration.
Kidding? Big time money. Like it's okay, you know, Baton Rouge or whatever, but it ain't L.A. Let's just.
Nah, L.A. is different. And the weather and you know, it's just a great job. Right. So hey, Chris, I can't blame him at all.
In the final 2 minutes, we should probably mention the death of Lee Elder, the first black golfer played in the Masters. He died today, 87 years old, and what he had to go through in order to get a chance to play, of course, paved the way for Tiger Woods to be able to play and other black golfers. So if you guys are younger, you don't know the name Lee Elder, just Google it. You guys or watch some YouTube about Lee Elder. You know, Chris, it's important that people know who these people were who came. Before.
Yeah, and even before Tiger, you know, there was Calvin Pete, Rodney Pete's dad, who Lee Elder, that's another one he paved the way for because he was the first, as you said, to play in the Masters. And imagine, Rob, what he had to go through.
Right, that's what I mean.
First of all, in life at that age, trying to play. You know, black man that age. But yeah, to play, I mean, he was probably exposed to so much racism within the sport. That it was just incredible. And so you're right. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I just think we should. Definitely. We should make sure people check it out. And I think it's a story. I don't want to say it. I think I got it wrong. But anyway, Lee Elder, 87 years old, Chris. Great life. Great impact.
Yeah. And you know, because you don't think of blacks playing golf, certainly not before Tiger Woods. But, Rob, I've talked to older guys who were really good golfers. I'm not saying they were pro level, but they were caddies, you know, in some of these clubs, and they would be able to golf. And they were really good, but they could never even get a shot at playing, you know? And so it's important to know that. All right, we salute Lee Elder and peace to his family. Peace!